What if you could eat one of your gods?
Buddy, I would love to introduce you to Catholicism.
Moving buildings. Flying. The river crossing. Oh, no.
Over the sea. Horses over the sea.
Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, game.
Sean Bean dies.
I'm Red Scott.
And I'm Ivan Hernandez.
And this is Boars Going Swords.
The third best podcast to get halfway through the season? Are we almost done? Are there 3 weeks left?
It is Series 2, Episode 5, The Regent, and finally an episode where women are put in their place. I know that's what everybody's been waiting for.
Right.
That's what people want out of prestige television.
I really wish that I had one of those tools that lets you like search dialogue for shows because all I want to do is search whether misogyny, misogynism, or misogynistic has ever been said at any point in the history of Westeros.
That's a great point. I really love that idea.
I love that they're just like, oh, we just don't like women for some reason. I wish there was a word for it.
I wish there was a way to describe this system of men being in power and women being subjugated.
Some sort of dadarchy.
Yeah, like it's like when Pat was in power. Remember Pat?
Oh, I didn't like Pat's rearchy.
No. Yeah, so this is, honestly, a very good episode, but also like a real downer of an episode.
The pacing on this show in general has been insane because, as I've said many times, we are watching the first adaptation of an encyclopedia entry where it's like we have events to get through and then there are no events for an entire episode and then we have more events.
I mean, I always said that like Lost was the first show that was written as if everyone in their family would die if the audience didn't stay and watch the next week. And I feel like this is the exact opposite where they're like, people are going to tune in for these fucking dragons. It doesn't matter what we do. They're so disdainful to the audience.
I wish that wasn't the attitude at HBO. Which, by the way, as I told you, it's HBO again.
It says Max on my Apple TV. I click on a button that says Max.
Oh, no, but the Penguin series is going to be an HBO original. And I believe that Dune television series they've been threatening us with for years now is also supposed to be an HBO original.
Well, when I think prestige and HBO, I think of Batman adaptation. So I feel like that's the one to go with.
You talk like you didn't love The Batman.
I did love The Batman.
I knew it. I knew it. You were like, I love Pattinson so much.
I did not say it in that voice.
I love Twilight. And now he's another Batman.
These dipshits at HBO have been fumbling this so bad. I just imagine somebody in a room just being like, we need a name with more prestige than Max. How about Maxwell? They're dumbest people alive.
All right. How about Max? Best.
Ooh, I've got it. Maximus.
By the way, did you see the whole Gladiator 2 trailer thing? They put a rap song in the trailer and all the racists got mad.
I don't want to get into it, but a news event happened that erased my knowledge of everything that had happened before it.
What? Something that was perhaps presaged by me talking really wildly about Jodie Foster on the previous week's episode?
I hope for your sake they don't have that tool to search all podcasts.
Oh, you mean the Apple podcast transcriber, which whenever I look at our episodes, I'm just like, they really need the context of our vocal tones. Some of the things we say might be a little out of pocket if you don't understand the vocal tones that we might be using at the time.
Man, a real problem for wanting decent audio quality is it makes it very easy to convert stuff into text.
And listen, I'm not saying that. You always need context for every single thing that we're saying, but You might think that we're insane if you didn't have context for all of the things that we were saying at the time.
Yeah, if we want to stay out and about unarrested, that is.
I don't think anybody should be trying to impress Jodie Foster these days.
I think she has shown, frankly, that what she is impressed by is not good for democracy.
Listen, skip the entire middle step and just go directly to having your acoustic folk concerts canceled.
I literally, this is a true thing that happened. I was on Twitter and Lauren was telling me something that I should have been paying attention to.
Hey, the house is on fire.
And she got pretty pissed at me. And then I was like, I'm very sorry. I was distracted. Somebody tried to assassinate Trump. And it took her a second to realize I wasn't making an extremely distasteful joke because she was pretty mad at me in that moment.
Is this your new get out of bit, your wife being angry at you thing?
All I'm going to say is it worked. I don't know how many times you can pull it, but you're just immediately like, you know what? That's reasonable.
Buddy.
I'm not saying that I was able to pull strings on that short a notice.
The assassins only have to get lucky once. You have to be lucky every time. By the way, that's an IRA quote.
Oh, Jesus.
About Margaret Thatcher.
About the retirement accounts?
No.
Okay. We need to get into this episode. But first, Ivan, we got to know what happened previously on House of the Dragon.
I have thousands of gray beards. Imagine you go through all the trouble of kicking an octopus to death to dye your beard, all to get called Greybeard. Our victory depends on the efforts of the small folk. Oh, so Hugh's subplot is trying to get the new administration to honor the previous administration's promises, and he's fucked.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. The king has promised us some relief. We already got $1,400 from the last king, so this king just needs to give us $600.
I'm not going to lie. When he said relief, I was expecting a hand job.
Buddy, I would rather have gotten a hand job than that fucking paltry $600 that Joe Biden was like, this should fix all of your economic problems.
I'll take the $600.
Isn't that the funniest thing in the world that the American government was united both parties in telling America that we went through COVID and all we deserve is, what was it? $4,000 in total American government rate the American people suffering through COVID as worth $4,000.
They were like, oh, you're poor, here's $4,000, buy a house. That's how much it cost me, Joe Biden, when I was 20.
It is so funny to see the people who are still like, well, they printed all of that money during the pandemic and gave it to people, and that's why there's so much inflation. That money disappeared in a week.
Man, what happened to those European countries that
that just gave all of the money to people and took care of their citizenry the entire time?
I got bad news for you, buddy, about what happened with those European countries.
Oh, the same exact thing that happened to us, except we went through it worse because our government sucks complete ass.
No, they didn't give their people money, and their economies are doing much worse than ours were. They could have.
Oh, no, they gave people money.
They didn't give people $4,000.
No, they gave people significantly more. Were you not looking at what most of the European Union, not England? When I talk about Europe, I mean the European Union.
Okay.
England. Spain did a great job.
They were like, stay out on the beach.
Yes! They were like, eat some Pringles. They fucking love Pringles, buddy. I've never seen a country that loves Pringles more than Spain.
I've never had anybody do more to get me to Spain than you just did right now.
Buddy. I think that you're going to have to be inserting a into your conversation soon.
Give me a tennis ball can full of sour cream and onion. That's all I need.
All right. I've decided to send Joffrey to... Not that Joffrey. Not that Joffrey.
They do need to say that every time in the show.
Guard them as a dragon guards her eggs. All right, kids. Time to get sat on. Do you accept me as your queen to be?
We need more Freddie Mercury impersonators.
That was an impersonation of the guy from Coming to America who sings Your Queen to Be.
In the tones of Freddie Mercury?
This is the I'm sending you back to Germany.
There are two comics in New York who have a show called Coming to America, and people doing the show were born at least 15, 20 years after Coming to America came out. That's like the comedy everybody knows for some reason.
Yeah, because it was great.
It was good, yeah.
Don't look into who directed it.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
As you stand here with a castle and a dragon, the worst castle in the country, and a dragon that's just shitting everywhere. Once you and your dragon bring the queen's shut up, I've been microdosing and your face is currently melting. Cole is already preparing his attack. It's called The Heart Part 6, and it fucking sucks. You must send me, Your Grace. I've already booked a post-filming vacation in España. Dracarys. Honk. Rhaena should have gotten her dragon one of those anti-coyote collars.
Yes, they look so good.
Or jacket. The whole jacket.
But Sunfire definitely needs one. Jace's dragon needs one.
And finally, where's His Grace? About medium well.
And that was
previously.
And that was previously on
House
of the Dragon.
Of the Dragon.
We open on Corlys.
God damn you. Corlys is acting just like me when I fumble a white woman. Just walking around my house, just sitting and staring at chairs like there could be a white woman's ass in that chair.
Staring into the distance, sobbing one last time. My wife.
Every time he says my wife, I do mentally insert Borat into it. Also, I love Rhaenyra just like standing there staring at the sunset like, well, lost a dragon, we're fucked.
Yeah, that's the thing with nukes. It seems like you use them and they're gone.
We go to King's Landing and, you got to scrape that moldy orange before you put it up for sale.
You're talking about the pacing. Like, we have gone from, oh, stuff's kind of cut off to, like, everybody's starving, like, way too quickly.
Yeah.
Not enough intermediate phases.
See, the problem is that we, Westeros has a just-in-time economy where they haven't built up enough supplies, and once COVID hits in Westeros, they're going to be fucked.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, for a nation that's starving, the actors are a lot of very healthy UK actors.
Red, if you start fat shaming,
I'm saying they
European
look great for
actors.
I'm just saying,
if
like,
you start fat shaming people who look exactly like you,
right? If
I'm going to tell you, you need to care about yourself more, buddy.
If I came on this podcast and was like, Ivan, I'm starving, would you take me seriously?
Well, first of all, you haven't eaten that beard yet, so you can't be starving that much.
That's what I would say about a lot of these background actors.
All right, when I say it to you, it's funny. When you say it to about them, it's fat shame.
Got it.
The traitor dragon, Maelys. The dragon didn't do anything.
The dragon. The idea that the traitor dragon.
He's barely sentient.
If you had, it's like the traitor sword. No, you'd just be like, this is my sword now.
And I love Hugh being like, it's just meat. Oh, did he watch Delicious in Dungeon 2?
Also, this is a scene where they're like, oh, we're starving. We need meat. And then they roll through enough meat to feed them all for weeks. And nobody thinks about it.
Oh, I would take a cracker and just dip it in that dragon marrow. That exposed dragon marrow.
What if you could eat one of your gods?
Buddy, I would love to introduce you to Catholicism.
Let's go.
All right. I don't think you're allowed to take communion, but I'm not going to say anything. It's the body and the blood.
And Maelys will grill low and slow over the coals.
Oh, I love that low and slow Christ.
Yes.
That barbecue Christ.
And also, nobody cheers. I think it's unrealistic. This scene, there would be like some people who'd be like,
do you think the hardcore conservative Aemond heads?
Yeah, where's the dragon ox?
I gotta say, those guards are taking it pretty lax with the big royal box full of the king.
What the hell?
I would be tapping on it from the inside like, ointment! I need ointment!
The king has brought back in a ventilated dog crate covered with rags.
You have to cover it so that they think it's nighttime, so he's sleeping.
In what world is that how you transport your king?
It really goes to show how much they're like, we need to keep up an image. We have an image to preserve in the minds of the small folk.
The first hint is that the Kingsguard trail behind it once the castle is reached.
Yeah.
And then they open it and there's just a sword that they had apparently just stacked on top of Aegon. They're like, we can't put this in a separate spot.
He needs his emotional support sword. His grace remains with us. All right. In fairness to Aegon, he took a face full of dragon fire, followed by a several hundred foot drop and survived.
I said.
You called it. You said he was still alive.
We didn't get the hamburger shot. Like, you just saw a body laid out. It looked mostly in one piece. Unless I see a man quartered in Game of Thrones, I assume he's coming back.
Yeah. They brought in the maester with the crab crusher to get that armor off.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch I watched this episode twice and I did not see the next few minutes.
Buddy.
The squelching sounds were enough.
There's a lot of corn syrup on that set. Lots of corn syrup.
I did watch the behind the scenes thing. It took 6 to 7 hours to get him in that makeup.
I love when they're like, it took us like 12 hours to put the makeup on Walton Goggins. But by the end, we were able to cut it down to like 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're not going to have time to do this where probably only, I don't know how many days they film him like this.
Oh, they put him in this for, they filmed like 2 to 3 days of this and did every single scene where he has to be covered in fucking fire and gross shit.
Yeah. I also, they did not cover how he pees in that, which is the only thing I'm thinking about.
Well, obviously they don't put makeup on his crotch.
But he can't, like, how much can he move?
All he has to do is get a little, like, half an inch hole.
But he's also like,
all we need is a piss slit.
He's also got a bunch of pus squibs on him that they can't, like, jostle.
Well, obviously they're not putting it on his dick and balls.
But I'm just saying, it's gonna
be hard to move. Are you the makeup artist who's like, in the name of verisimilitude and reality, I must cover every actor's dick and balls?
Your balls look beautifully disgusting.
So Eamon walks in and is like, is there any way we can put, like, a portrait of me in his direct line of vision?
Yeah, he already has his knife. Like, he's just taken over anything.
Yeah.
They cut to someone putting salt on a lemon, but you don't know immediately. I thought it was the Grand Maester at first. I was immediately like, Jesus Christ, no. Just do leeches. Just kill the man.
He is using a lemon and salt to clean a sword. Do you know how many lemon bars you could make out of that?
It's
the,
unreal.
The waste going on in King's Landing in this administration?
From 200 years in the future, Sansa gasped.
Alicent is like, and Aemond? What was his part in this? And Cole's like, I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Aemond? Who's that?
Yeah, Kristen Cole is a huge asshole. He is also clearly suffering from PTSD at this point.
Oh, he has. I got to give Fabian Frankel a lot of credit for doing the I've made a huge mistake face expanded into an entire character.
He is doing a great job of projecting his lines from 1,000 feet behind his eyeballs. Like, yes. He is just lost.
Yeah, he really is like Drake after the Juneteenth concert. in his castle in Toronto. He's cleaning his swords.
He's just like, I don't even care about BBLs anymore.
Except for getting his maintained.
Exactly.
So we go to Rhaenyra and her council. We're going to rely on Daemon, he who has left us after some marital spat. Sir Alfred is really burying himself here.
Literally, it just feels at this point like, who's going to kill Sir Alfred first? There's nobody in the realm who wants Sir Alfred alive.
It is merely that the gentler sex heretofore has not been much privy to the strategies of battle. Has anyone in Westeros ever said the exact words misogyny? That's all I need to know. I just want to know if they're just like, we just don't like women for some reason. I don't know if it's a societal thing. Maybe there's a name for it.
Given the way that George R. R. Martin writes, there's probably a character named Ladyogeny.
Sirogeny.
There's been peace in our lifetime. You don't have any more experience just because you played Command and Conquer while I was getting laid.
Buddy, do you want to know what my joke for that was?
Please do.
There's been peace in our lifetime. You've seen no more battles than I have. All right, but I played Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne.
Same genre.
Same genre. Same genre, buddy.
I'm going to give you credit. That is closer to this world. World of Warcraft is Warcraft 3 is closer to this world.
I just want to see some elves. Some elves, maybe some undead. Yeah. That'd be nice. Vhagar is depleted after such a hard-fought battle. Oh, do you think they need to fill the boy up with unleaded? Is it like the Katy Perry video where you just, like, shove a gas thing into Vhagar's butt?
It's also just one of the stupid things where, like, I'm sure we're going to get later that Vhagar's going to fight, like, 20 days in a row and it won't even be a problem. Like, there's no consistent world building around these dragons.
And just a very funny kind of weird awkward delivery that Emma Darcy does when they go, what would you have me do? And I was like, oh, they were just blazing through filming. Do you think the Claire Kilner, the director, was just like, all right, cut, next shot.
Let's go, go.
We have 50,000 setups to do today. He must affirm his loyalty to my mother. Jace trying to get his step dunkle to calm down. Classic story.
Yeah, even her own son won't listen to her.
Whilst I'm here being forced to play the coddled princeling, you're going to miss being a coddled princeling, which I believe is an English dessert.
Actually, as soon as you said the coddled princeling, I was like, is that what they're calling that book, The Little Prince, in this universe?
The coddled princeling. All right, so we go to Daemon and...
The Brackens, I think?
Yes, Daemon and the Blackwoods / Brackens renounce the false king Aegon as a usurper and bend the knee to me. Don't you mean Rhaenyra?
Yeah, don't you mean Rhaenyra?
Don't you mean Rhaenyra?
I mean, this is the first episode where Daemon says the quiet part out loud and repeatedly, where he's like, I'm the king, me the king. If he does not have object permanence, if it's been more than a week since he's seen Rhaenyra, he's just like, I'm the king.
The Brackens were a people hatched out of the deepest of the seven hells, your grace. So somebody mentioned this on Twitter. Objectively, the only religion in Westeros that is definitively, objectively not real is the Seven. We have been shown miracles granted by the gods of every single religion mentioned up to this point, except the Seven.
This is how secular society gets you. They want you to choose the one religion that has all the obedience and none of the magic.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you have to be loyal to the words and deeds of the Seven, or Rahalor gives you a fire sword.
Go to the fire sword people.
Rahalor gives you a fire sword. Why would I worship anybody else?
And we get one of my favorite lines in this entire season. I would sooner be the Lord of Bones and Cinders than bend my knee before some heathen Blackwood cunt. Love these guys.
We choose fire. Turning your back on a dragon, extremely baller.
It rules. Even though they have possibly the dumbest, most dinner theater helmets.
Yes.
In all of the land.
What is with the, like, they're just doing, like, Ren Faire ass reenactment style armor now.
I mean, there's always been like they find some backwoods people and the budget for the costumes just is not there. And I feel that about these people.
God, how much money laundering is going on in American television and film productions do you think these days?
Excuse you, British television?
Technically British television, because if it wasn't, buddy, all those strikes would have hit them.
Yeah.
This is technically a BBC production at this point.
Daemon is going full Steve Carell in The Office at this point. I did not think they would be so eager to die.
You got to imagine being killed by a dragon. That's like a top five death.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's like the way these two houses live. Like, you already know you're going to die in battle. Do you want to die at the sword of the person you hate the most, or have a dragon burn you to death? Which one's cooler?
There are things the crown itself must not be seen to do. War crimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, war crimes. Daemon is like, hey, you remember how earlier in the season I told a guy to do a war crime?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm telling you.
Yeah. Daemon, war crimes, Blackfyre. Mm-hmm. That's me. Let's do it.
We go to Lady Jane and Rayla?
I think this is Rhaena.
Rhaena.
Yes.
No, but did... Yeah, 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 probably.
I believe
I have. I cannot keep track of that. Why did he give them all similar sounding names?
He had no choice. That's what the historical families did.
The historical families at Westeros.
It is weird how the TV show mostly kept it the same, but they just took a couple. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Did they took a couple of names. You know, we don't need Asha Osha. Like, we can go Yara. It's fine. And it's crazy they look back at Game of Thrones, and because it ended badly, they can't do any of the same choices, even the good ones.
By the way, have you noticed, since you have been using HBO Max for a while now, how much they are specifically promoting Game of Thrones over House of the Dragon?
Yeah, I mean, I assume that they have some numbers that say, like, oh, people rewatching stuff that they like is more important to us than having new shows that are good.
Well, first of all, they don't have any new shows that are good because David Zaslav either canceled or fucking tax sheltered all of them.
That's a good point. What is airing on Max that I like besides House of the Dragons?
Everything that's airing on Max is stuff that's made by, like, divisions that he forgot existed, so he didn't shut them down.
I mean, the reason I liked Max was it had the streaming, like, it has all the back, it has The Sopranos, it has The Wire, it has all the cool shows. It had all the, like, half-hour HBO comedy specials from the 90s that I was like, this is cool to be able to go through. And now they're like, no, we just have trash.
Just garbage.
What if we got
rid
of
that? Did you like what aired on The Learning Channel?
No.
Exactly. Do you like Dr. Pimple Popper?
Ivan, I do not.
I hate that shit. At one point, Instagram started serving me ads for that shit. And, buddy, the way you react to every horror movie where you have your hand over your eyes. That's how I was with hitting not interested on Instagram on all of those disgusting fucking videos.
It took me a while, but I finally got TikTok to realize that I would come for their families if they showed me one more of those videos.
It's disgusting. Why are people like this? You should only get satisfaction from popping your own pimples.
Which, by the way, this episode was the most Dr. Pimple Popper episode.
Do you think that they got some of the pus from the Dr. Pimple Popper set?
I think that's exactly what happened.
Both still wet from the egg. You haven't even toweled off your dragon.
Yeah, that's on you, Jane.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't watch that movie, How to Towel Off Your Dragon?
And they're dragons, unlike the actual dragon riders. Just throw them in the fire.
I do not recall you specifying the size of the beast in your quest. They're lap dragons.
How amazing would a lap dragon
How be? Cute would that be?
I mean, we do know what that looks like from Game of Thrones, and it was adorable.
It was so cute. You just make some s'mores, and you're like, Dracarys, and they're like, honk.
How many years? Like, so we're, I mean, we're
200 years.
No, I know that. I'm saying from dragons hatching to them being, like, usable dragons, it's like 3 to 5 years, I think.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember how much time passed on Game of Thrones. I don't really know.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it like 5 to 6 years, the entire series? And here we've, has it been weird that the entire series of House of the Dragon up after the time skip has taken place in like 3 weeks?
Yeah, and it's like, okay, listen, I understand that you would rather have some big dragons, but for the next couple years, just stay on the lower levels of the Vale. Stay out of the towers.
Just have them do like one-on-one, like small. Just have them do like, you know how in a cockfight.
I don't, but continue.
All right. Well, I can't continue. You don't have the relevant experience.
Some of our listeners might.
My sympathies for the death of your grandmother. Getting news broke to you by an angry white woman because you haven't looked up Twitter.
You gotta look it up.
You gotta look up Twitter. You gotta see what's happening on Twitter. The site that doesn't exist anymore, technically. So we go to Rhaenyra and Missaria.
Why was I taught by nerds?
It is so this. It is so this. I am now the sovereign. I cannot do as I please. I thought that was the whole point of being the sovereign.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is kind of Aegon's position.
Why would you be the sovereign if you couldn't do all the cool stuff that you want to do, like war crime?
Rhaenyra's like, I thought whittling would be way more important.
My father taught me the name of every lord and castle between Storm's End and the Twins, but not the difference between hilt and foible. All right. Some advice from an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Stab them with the pointy end.
Yeah.
It's very, very good advice from a very, very, actually young friend, since they're in the future.
Yes.
Technically. 200 years in the future.
I gotta say, in an episode where they're establishing how much the realm disrespects women, the like kick him, the most kick him while they're down was the servant interrupting the queen while she was speaking.
Shall your evening meal be served here, your grace? You have to have good timing as a servant. You can't come in mid-monologue. That's how you get dispatched to King's Landing.
No, that's how you get dispatched to feed the dragons that are under you.
If I must be supplicant to my own husband, what does that make me? A trad queen.
Yeah, what you need to do is start putting this stuff on social media. People love it. They'll eat it up.
Rhaenyra, you have to start making extremely complex, overly complicated handmade foods for your children.
Yeah, and pretend like you're actually still taking care of your children, even though you have not seen them in years.
even though there's like an army of fucking babysitters.
Yes.
They whisper to each other that when Viserys lived, there was peace. Are you better off than you were 3 weeks ago?
Oh, so something that I was thinking about. So obviously this is 180 years before Game of Thrones, but the one character.
200. I only say 200 because that's what it says in the ad copy for the show.
Fucking rounding of marketing people. But the one character that we could very plausibly see in this show is Melisandre, who is 400 years old at the time that Game of Thrones takes place. She's already 200 years old in this.
I would love one character who has any continuity with the fucking future show.
And obviously they could just use the same actress, but I did notice that
Van Houten
servant is wearing that red riding hood all over the place, and it really does call back to her.
Buddy, I've been saying for a while now that your beard makes you a prime candidate to be Melisandre.
Why not? She can change form, right?
I would love if you just like did like a Mission Impossible, take off your face, and I've been podcasting with Carice Van Houten the entire time.
I mean, I think everybody would like that.
I'd actually start doing the videos of the podcast if that was the case.
And of course, they send off a redhead to do a blonde woman's work.
Also, one of my problems with this show is that unless it's setting up for something to happen in a future series,
yeah,
why does this matter?
Oh, which part?
Like this show, why does House of the Dragon matter unless they are setting up a storyline for a future series? Because we know that the Prince Who Was Promised doesn't even fucking happen in the TV show because they fucked it up. So like, what are we watching?
I hate that you just keep setting me up to defend prequels.
I hate that you keep doing the contrarian thing of me having an opinion and you being like, well, I have to be against this opinion because I hate Ivan.
Two people on a podcast together for a decade. I'll just agree with you from now on. We'll see how good that is.
Thank you. That is what I've been wanting the entire time. All I've wanted is for you to agree with me and be Carice Van Houten.
Excellent point. Also, I'm topless.
Ha! That's all I've ever wanted, buddy. Or should I say, baby? Oh, no, that's gross. That's gross. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. To the discontented, rumors are feed. Oh, you should see what's trending.
You should see what's trending.
Oh, the trending topics are really bad.
Yeah, people be eating on these rumors.
Did you see the guy who was like, who posted his own photo and was like, the shooter has been identified, and people ran with it?
At that point, we already had images of the shooter. Like, there was like some people were claiming the shooter was Asian for a minute.
All right. Were you falling for the people who post that one fucking evil guy for every single mass shooting?
No. No, I did not.
There is more than one way to fight a war. It's like Eisenhower said, use espionage to destabilize competing countries.
And nothing else.
What you cannot do, let others do for you. Why does Masaria put her two fingers over her mouth after saying this?
Does she? Oh, I see. I was imagining.
You needed to see it.
I was imagining like this.
I mean, two fingers spread, of course.
That makes more sense.
So we go to Rhaenyra and
Baela.
Baela?
Baela.
Yeah. They say she could see in the dark. Wait, do Targaryens have dark vision?
Maybe. I mean, I'd rather they had fireproof if I was
okay,
a Targaryen.
Red?
Dark vision's good, too.
Would you rather have fire resistance or dark vision?
It depends on the era.
All right. It is currently 2024.
Mm-hmm. I would rather
you
have
live
dark
in America.
Vision. Dark vision.
All right. All right. That's it. You fucking racist. Why do you need dark vision?
To see at night.
Oh, why do you need to see at night?
But, because it's dark.
Yeah, I bet you would say that.
I did.
Fucking racist.
I'm not.
His own mother's dragon, the fastest beast ever known, and she'd have none of him. Yeah, that's a typical mom's dog. Your mom's dog loves your mom, not you.
It's crazy how often in this world people are just like stealing dragons and yet nobody looks out for it. It like just keeps happening. And they're like, nobody will steal this dragon until somebody is told to go and try and take the dragon. And then that never works. It's like the only way to get a dragon is to steal the dragon.
Yeah. Would you give this to your grandsire? I do not wish to stand alone. It's a sorry for your loss greeting card.
It really is. Yeah.
It's a nautical themed sorry for your loss greeting card. I'm sorry she went overboard. All right. Damon's sex dream.
Whoa.
About his mom.
Not a fan.
I would, not only would I have never slept another day in this place, I would have burnt it down. Do you think that's why Harrenhal keeps getting burnt down? Guys keep having sex dreams about their moms and they're just like, this place needs to be destroyed for the good of all.
I love you more than your brother. Just the worst.
Oh, and when he's eating pussy and he goes, something familiar about this place.
That's the worst thing you've ever said. That's the worst thing that's come out of your mouth.
It's the show doing it. It
tastes like home.
Good one, Carice.
Also, Simon Strong is also trying to get himself killed.
Amazing timing from Simon Strong. Is the duck not to your liking, Your Grace? Sorry, that was autocorrect. I meant fuck.
And also, this duck looks so fire. This duck would pull me out of any crazy vision that I'm having.
The bats have made the corridors almost impassable with the quantity of their guano. It's called guano.
Guano. Yeah.
Guano. Actually, do you want to know what the Westerosi word for guano is? Morbius.
The craziest thing about being a millennial is we all know the word guano means batshit from Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
No, not from Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Oh, I forgot. Just
Ace
the first
Ventura
one.
2, When Nature Calls.
I forgot that that's from the sequel, but yes. It's 100%.
One of those movies that takes place in Africa and almost feels like an actual like hate crime today.
I have not watched that movie in 25 years.
Oh, buddy. If a movie in the 90s, if a movie before like 2008 goes to Africa, racist things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in a slapstick comedy.
Yes. I mean, Jesus, we all know what happened to that rhino.
That is still one of the greatest physical comedy scenes of all time.
It's definitely a scene.
If you're young enough that you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Ace Ventura Rhino on YouTube. Yes. It is perfect.
There is, of course, the matter of payment. Why can't they just print more money?
What do you worry about? Inflation?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, is there a unified economy?
Yeah, get over it.
Just print more money.
Also, we're in a fantasy. There's no inflation.
What would you call the husband of the queen? Well, the king. There it is then. Consort.
Yeah, Sir Strong is really asking for his head to get chopped off. He is just like, I have hated how my neck connects my head to my body, and I'm looking for a way out of that situation.
I would love to be called the King Consort.
Yeah.
I would take that title so quick. I would do the Joker forehead tattoo, but with King Consort.
I mean, one of the great King Consorts of television history is Matt Smith in The Crown. Nobody is more qualified for this job.
He keeps getting typecast as a shitty evil royal guy.
You look very close to power, but not in power.
Oh, and you know both of them have committed war crimes.
Who looks ambitious yet in a bad marriage? Matt Smith and the whole casting room.
So we go to Alicent and the council. The armor was Valyrian steel, but his grace suffered grievous burns over much of his body. Ooh, when your armor has fire resist, but you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is crazy that he is wearing the full Valyrian. Like, best case scenario, he had the exact armor for that situation.
Yeah, he had the best case scenario armor.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to pile up my fire resist just in case.
Yeah, I mean, if he had normal armor, it would just be... He would be one of those, like, charred insides.
Yes! It would be just like a Kinder Egg.
You just crack it open and it just pours them out.
Exactly. It's like, oh, I found the toy.
That's disgusting. Oh, I was imagining a Cadbury cream egg. I just realized.
Either works.
Both disgusting.
I fear there are more injuries within. Bring in the super leeches.
Oh, man. The Grand Maester tries to back her, but he is alone.
I myself served in this role for my husband. I am well prepared to do it again. But you have to remember, they all hate women.
Viscerally.
Yes. It is experience that offers the surest path to security. Buddy, they're relitigating the 2016 election, but through fantasy.
I don't like it.
We literally have a more experienced woman having instead an evil guy with no ability to control his functions put in place instead.
Now, what if we had a guy who just saw everything without depth?
Experience is valuable, yes, but the Dowager Queen is a woman with a pussy.
I have to give it to Aemond for holding back. Like, the first thing Aemond says at this meeting is... It's agreed then.
He waits. All he does is wait. He is a great waiter.
He is a savvy motherfucker.
What would it say if, in response to Rhaenyra's crowning, we raised up a woman of our own? When do we get to vote for a choice of two awful, evil women?
It's the dream.
Yes.
They have like comedy lineup rules. You can't have two women on a lineup.
There are rules in the book that says two women can't run for office. However, nothing says a dog can't run. Buddy, what if Hillary Clinton ran against a dog in 2024 and lost?
I don't like this.
What if there was an election in 2024?
Stop dreaming.
So, Kristen, what say you? He's just watching the Kendrick Juneteenth concert on his iPhone and sweating.
There's a lot of straight-up misogynists. Christian Cole has PTSD. But the biggest betrayal in the scene, I think, is Laris.
Oh, he was like, yeah, I saw those feet, and I don't want to see him walking up to the front of this table.
Just brutal.
Aemond is the next in line. Aemond slow walking to the head of the table while Alicent is having an authentic panic attack like they show in the cartoons.
The dialogue drifting away as Alicent can hear her own blood fucking boiling.
Olivia Cooke's eyes, I believe, detach from their retinas and just drift around in her skull for a little bit.
The smartest thing Aemond does in this whole series is ending the council meeting quickly before Alicent can regroup and kill them all.
Yes. So we go to Hugh and his wife. Oh, we must get out. And where would you have us go? How about Portland?
They want to get out. After the executive assassination attempt, they don't move soon enough. I intend to learn nothing from this.
Buddy, you got to get that Spanish citizenship.
I got to do something.
Do you want to get married?
I got that.
Once I get Spanish citizenship, I will marry you. And then you and your wife and Frankie can come to Spain with us.
Let's do it.
We should make for Tumbleton. This is exactly like trying to find a good social media site after leaving Twitter. We're going to Tumblerton.
Tumblerton is definitely the name of the episode.
And remember, it has to be spelled T-U-M-B-L-R-T-O-N.
Yes.
Are we not beggars already? No, we're temporarily embarrassed millionaires.
They let down the rat catchers, and Cheese's dog is still following him.
Oh. Oh, that's so sad.
Breaking my heart. We need to name this dog. I'm calling him Crumb.
I'm calling him Frankie.
No, don't do that to me.
What I saw at Rook's Rest. What did you see? I just saw Aemond being really cool and handsome, and everybody likes him.
The way Cole says, like, there's a certain lilt to it. Their armor melted.
There were men walking. They were on fire. And that's why stunts need an Oscar.
A lizard nuke rider should lead us.
It's really... We have given the word to the dragons. A dragon rider should lead us. We need President Oppenheimer.
I did not give you leave to speak my name. I'm using that line a lot at the end of arguments. That
one
lost.
Is good.
Yeah.
And what of justice, temperance, and the lovers, the devil, and various other tarot cards found in Persona 3 Reload, available for most major consoles and on Microsoft Xbox Game Pass?
My joke for that was that they're all 70s rock bands.
Buddy, I love seeing Justice open for Temperance.
Yes! Oh my god, that 7-minute guitar solo in Temperance's song. Ugh.
What we must do now is terrible. Will you preside over it? Can a woman do a war crime?
Yeah.
I think we've seen that.
Yeah.
I think we've seen that for
if you don't think that's true, you don't know your history.
If you don't think women are equally as capable of men at committing war crimes, then you're the real misogynist.
Absolutely.
So the crowd is at the gates. Hugh and his wife are trying to get their daughter out. We want meat. How long do you think until they just tear these guards apart?
Yeah, it's good. We stop short of a full-on crush. I've seen this at Costco, just people screaming for beef jerky.
Oh, this Costco line really is just a hellish place. So Jacaerys meets with the Freys, who are some of the most English-looking people that have ever been on the show. In a show full of extremely English-looking people.
Right. I do have to say, I have fallen to ascribing qualities from the Game of Thrones families to their earlier counterparts, which I think the show's done a good job of separating them. You know, this is not the late Lord Frey.
No.
They are free to choose a side early.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like they might choose a side and it goes badly, and that's why we get the late Lord Frey 100 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, the late Lord Frey is not born that long after the end of the show.
Do you think we meet the young late Lord Frey?
We'll see how much time they skip.
you fear a dragon leagues away when mine own sits outside your walls. To be fair, his dragon looks like any of the iguanas that are currently massing outside my window.
he's a little, he can still burn some people down.
Yeah. Though it occurs to me that dragons cannot be in two places at once. The CG budget doesn't allow it.
And also, yeah, that also applies to Vhagar too, which is all anybody's worried about. So it's fine. We just have our dragons be where Vhagar is if it's needed.
We go to Harrenhal, where Daemon is just chopping wood while vaguely hearing screaming in the back of his hearing.
It's not clear that they need chopped wood. I think they need long beams. I think he's destroying their work and nobody has the courage to stop him.
He is chopping wood for himself. Let it not be said that Daemon Targaryen failed to dirty his hands in this war. He does one chore and thinks he's a real working man.
He was watching Rhaenyra's newly established tradwife Instagram and was just like, I'm going to go out here and chop some wood. Apparently that's what she's into.
Alice comes up and is like, all right, let me see those hands. Oh, city hands, Mr. Targaryen, from counting money all your life.
Alice Rivers, I honestly don't know how I feel about her, but she is hilarious at this point.
I love Alice Rivers, and I love Gail Rankin being the most Scottish a person has ever been on television.
She's tremendous.
I believe Peter Capaldi himself couldn't do better. Alice is like, hey man, the wind cried war crimes. The people who support her will not be led by her. They look to a man for strength. They want a woman as a figurehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a woman standing there silently that they can hide behind.
I mean, Daemon finally gives up the game. He's truly going for it.
Then I'll be dead and none of this will be my problem. That's my retirement plan.
That's a lot of people's retirement plans.
That's a lot of people's retirement plan. You know what my retirement plan is? Fighting the water wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why you spend so much time on a jet ski?
Buddy. I have mounted a Gatling gun to that jet ski and it propels me all the way back. It was really a poor planning to put such a powerful Gatling gun on this jet ski.
Are you questioning the physics of Kevin Costner's Waterworld?
It's a pity, don't you think, that you never knew your mother? Oh, she got the video on demand of his sex dream.
Yeah, it's a pity that you never had carnal knowledge of your mother.
Isn't it crazy how you never returned from whence you came?
I think that took me a second. She saw the open browser tab. She saw his search history.
Also, this is very subtle, but the way she disappears behind Simon Strong is a very cool shot.
Yeah.
She literally walks behind him. They cut away for a second. They cut back and she does not walk out from behind him. So it's like a weird kind of trick shot where it's not really a trick shot, but you never see Alice leave the room. It's very, very witchy.
Okay. So this just occurred to me, and this is probably a little too paranoid.
She is not a figment of his imagination.
Have we seen Alice Rivers interact with anybody else?
I hate the character who's a figment of another character's imagination so fucking much.
They apparently have actual witches in this. Why not?
Apparently the boys just did it for a second time.
But you can have people like projecting with weird magic, or maybe she like poisoned him and now she can.
Okay, projecting yourself with weird magic is different from a fucking Aemond has turned all of his guilt into a Scottish woman.
And like you said, she actually exists, but yes.
How funny would it be if when Aemond comes, he just finds Daemon in a wig doing a Scottish accent?
I would enjoy that.
We go back to Corlys and his granddaughter. My castle is a tomb. That's why you need those good light bulbs.
Yeah, you got to get those nice daylight bulbs.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of them knew it was all for her. Is there anything more down bad than a guy who's like, all I achieved, I did for a woman?
I mean, but yeah, but like,
is that all you
kind of always is?
All this podcasting is for your wife?
when you put it like that, actually.
You did 13 years of podcasting. All for one woman.
People like to make fun of it, but every podcast is started to impress a woman.
Buddy, we've been doing a terrible job. Or does she think the position will compensate me for my loss? Oh, the classic, my friend is depressed, let's give him work.
I mean, yeah, it's a trope.
I would make you my heir. I am blood and fire. Driftmark must pass the Salton Sea. All right, so Alan becomes the heir, and then everything goes to shit, and Corlys dies, and that's why we never see any Valyrians ever again.
The thing is, with names that we're not familiar with, it's just a countdown to the whole line being extinguished.
Yeah, exactly. I really need there to be an actual reason for why all the black people seem to have left Westeros in 200 years.
Yeah. That is the problem with prequels. You can't fix things that you got wrong in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. It's
when
like,
all
right,
those people have to die before Game of Thrones.
Something terrible happened in this 200-year gap, but we're not going to say. Confederate happened.
That it was going to explain it, but they just didn't let him make the show.
You should have had more faith in Benioff and Weiss. Idiots. The two biggest idiots. Fucking, did you watch Three Body Problem?
Yeah.
The Netflix one, was it good?
I liked it. No, I think it was a good show.
All right.
I mean, it was just, like, it is a very difficult show to adapt, but I think you should watch it. I think you'd enjoy it.
All right.
Listen, if you like sci-fi shows that tie into video games, Three Body Problem, man.
That video game. Did they do a good adaptation of, hey, everything's too dry?
They did do a good adaptation of, hey, everything's too dry. Honestly, one of the stronger points of the show.
We go to Rhaenyra and Alfred. Are you removing me from your council? Sir Alfred, I will not deny you have tried my patience of late. Yes.
I'm technically sending you out to a man who is almost certainly going to murder you. So I'll say some nice things right now.
And the way that Emma Darcy is doing direct eye contact, not blinking at all when they say, and I know you will never accept the Hightower claim.
I mean, essentially what she's saying is you have been loyal. So despite the fact that you drive me insane, I'll give you a good death.
Yeah. Have you any message for him? Eat it or beat it.
I'd like to continue our last conversation. Daemon has no object permanence. He doesn't remember what they were talking about.
I don't even remember their last conversation, and I'm watching a television show.
So we go from there to Daemon on his bed. And again, Simon Strong walks in.
What godless hour is it? The wolf. I know that we had a listener very nicely explain in its entirety the chronological system of Westeros.
Yeah.
It is still the dumbest chronological system ever established in fiction.
It is. The wolf is the blackest part of the night, so take that how you will.
Give me a number.
2.
All right, that 2 a.m., hour of the wolf.
Yep.
You know I'm howling at 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
So Daemon comes in trying to be scary, and the Riverlords are too pissed at his war crimes. It doesn't work. His gimmick doesn't work whatsoever without a dragon directly behind. Actually, it doesn't even work with a dragon directly behind him.
Yeah. No, he's just dropping the ball in the Riverlands.
There were works of barbarity. When is Daemon being tried at The Hague? I know the International Criminal Court has been really failing to do their job lately.
I have looked in the history of Westeros, and never once has somebody been successfully persecuted while on Dragonback. It is a real problem with the legal system.
Have you looked after our girls? Seeing his wife instead of Simon Strong is an insanely funny hallucination cut.
I can't wait till he wakes up and he is making out with Simon Strong.
Yeah, and he's just like, well, too late to back out now.
You're giving
a sign of weakness.
You're giving me all the signals.
We should have expected nothing more from a man who ordered the slaughter of a child. And then Daemon just goes, that's a lie. I never said a son for a son. The title of the episode said that.
Daemon has Adam Gase eyes. There was a coach of the Jets who was so coked out a few years back that when he was doing press, what do you call this? When you talk in front of
press
reporters.
Conference?
Yeah. When he was doing press conferences, his eyes were just going like all over the room. And that's what Daemon looks like here. Like when you see those eyes, you're like, oh, this guy is not long for this position.
Do they have stimulants in Westeros?
I'm sure that they do.
I need to know what people chew on to get fucked up. The Riverlands are an ancient place. Watch closely by the eyes of old gods and new.
Such as?
So old gods. So, like Cthulhu, Nyarlathotep.
Right.
Shub-Niggurath, the black goat of the woods with 1,000 young, and the new gods.
Such as?
Orion, Big Barda, High Father, Darkseid, Kalibak.
He should have cut some of them down at this point.
Lightyear, Bug.
I thought you were going to say Buzz.
No, his name is Bug because he's a bug.
Gotcha.
The servant girl goes on a mission from Missaria. She goes up to a door and says, Alinda. All right, so was this a servant girl that Aegon assaulted?
I don't remember.
I don't know who this is supposed to be.
I think it's somebody. I think it's... I didn't think it was somebody with history aside from the last few episodes.
All right.
I could be wrong.
All right. Then we go to Aemon staring at the throne, and then his sister walks in and goes, was it worth the price? And Aemon goes, yeah!
And he goes, I got the cool armor in the collector's edition.
I got my pre-order bonus special dagger. We go to Alicent, who's doing her daily 5 minutes of sitting next to her son.
Oh, yeah. She's caring for a man with half his skin gone in the same bed.
Yes. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And then she's just like, all right, well, I did my time. I'm out of here.
And as she leaves, Aegon mumbles mummy, which is exactly what Viserys used to do.
Do you think he means Boris Karloff or Arnold Vosloo or Sophia Boutella?
I'm mostly mad at myself for not expecting this.
Listen, there are other mummies that I could call. Christopher Lee. The one from Monster Squad.
You're not even going for the most obvious, the 1999 mummy.
Arnold Vosloo.
I thought you were naming the actors, not the characters.
That's the actor.
Oh yeah, you're right. Got it.
Are you doubting my ability to name character actors from 1990s tentpole genre films?
I'm not a big mummy guy. That's the straightest thing about me.
I was about to say the bisexuals are booing you right now. Do you think that the most embarrassing thing that you could possibly say is mummy? Even if you go mother, that's more dignified, or ma, but mummy is going to start calling mum.
I think mother's worse.
Mother.
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 Are you ever going to walk my way?
That's what I always thought when I heard that song. Mummy.
Vigor's first rider and the first wielder of Dark Sister. Oh, that sounds like a feminist sword.
It does sound like a feminist sword. Yeah. And I don't know anything about Visenya. I wish I could get the undercurrent of this conversation, but I'm not going to look into it.
All right. I do think it was very, very hurtful the way Rhaenyra said, even you have managed to do your part.
Yeah.
Even you.
And you only have a tiny little lizard nuke.
Vhagar is big, but Syrax is quicker. All right, who has +2 dragon flame?
This episode, Jace pulls off like things that are smart that they should do several times. But every time he comes up with them, I'm like, this should have been top of mind for everybody. He's not coming across as especially clever.
No. There are those of our line who have never ruled. All right, so the drunk guy wandering around King's Landing is going to ride a dragon.
The only thing I want in my life right now is bastard dragon riders.
Yes.
Bastard dragon riders. Like, oh, we could get a Malister or a Tarly. Fuck that. Bastard dragon riders.
Are you suggesting we put a Malister on a dragon? A Tarly? Those cucks?
Who would put a snow on a dragon? That's never come up before.
Yes. All right, so the next episode is going to be them doing a family tree.
Yeah, just the whole episode.
Yeah, just a lot of genealogy talk, lots of recessive gene talk. They're going to teach us about Punnett squares.
The only thing I liked about this episode is the last moment where they looked into each other's eyes, Rhaenyra and Jace, and then at the same time said, to the libraries!
We are going to co-author a research paper!
This show, man.
Isn't this the stupidest show that's ever aired?
I'm really enjoying
it. What is the point of this show? What is it setting up for? What is the future of Westeros?
As this podcast's longest defender of prequels, I think we just need to accept that stories can exist in a timeline and it doesn't have to be about what happens 200 years later.
This is just like Star Wars, where they refuse to do anything that takes place after fucking Rise of Skywalker or whatever because they're so embarrassed with how it ended.
It does feel like all of Hollywood was like, we've tried it for a long time, and do you know what almost never works? Sequels.
No,
so,
you know,
so we should do original programming?
Yeah, you know what else never works? Continuing a timeline forward.
Yeah. So we should come up
the
with
March
original
of time.
Movies.
The March of Time is out. Prequels are in.
We should create new worlds instead of going back to the same old characters. No.
Tax shelter the new worlds.
prequels.
You remember when the colonists went to the New World and wrote it all off on their taxes?
And that is Regent, Series 2, Episode 5 of House of the
Dragon. How many episodes we got left?
I assume 5. I haven't looked.
Is it 5?
I'll let it surprise me.
Can't believe that I'm the more prepared one on this podcast.
Go look it up on Wikipedia and get it wrong because they haven't put the full list of episodes yet.
I'm never going to live that down, all right? I thought Hacks was 4 episodes, all right?
That's a weird number of episodes.
It's a weird television era.
All right. If you want to let us know what you think about this episode, hit us up on Blue Sky at BoarsGoreSwords. You can find Ivan at IvanHernandezOnline.com.
And you can find Red on Blue Sky at RedScott.com.
Bye.
See ya.